Harmonix reviewing its own fucking game on Amazon? Ugh. With a ton of fucking employees at a studio, like, of course some of them are gonna go review the thing they worked on. I bet that happens to every game everywhere. That's why people should always fucking consider, like, user reviews and that sort of thing, because that's the, you don't know who's posting that shit. You get people that are like, well, I only read the user reviews because that's, you know, that's the people. It's like, no, like, you don't know who it is. Like, yeah, it might be the people. Like, you know, if properly policed, then yeah, that would be great. But you know, one thing you say is, like, with something like Rock Band being as expensive as it is, it's probably not worth them buying that many copies of it from Amazon just to get their, like, Amazon verified purchase thing on the reviews. Layoffs at ESPN, huh? Huh. Like, on-air talents, or just, like, behind-the-scenes stuff? Although, I guess, actually, is there... There is just a version of Rock Band that's just the game, isn't it? There's, like, a $60 version, not the, like, the band-in-a-box one or whatever the fuck it is. So I wonder if they could just buy one of those and all that. I don't know. That's shitty. It's shitty that that happens. And it's this super widespread thing. I'm almost certain of it. Used to have a, you know, used to be able to catch, like, you know, just from IP addresses and stuff like that. I think they caught some people, some studios, like, mass reviewing games at Metacritic, for their user reviews, which is weird, like, because who, I don't understand what they're trying to accomplish, because, like, the Metacritic score is the one that fucking matters to the industry or whatever. And it's not like the user reviews change that. I don't know, like, they're trying to offset a low Metacritic by saying, well, yeah, but our user reviews are really high. Like, that's just the dumbest shit. But, you know, it's not always a coordinated effort. It's like people who worked fucking 2 years on a thing that go like, man, I'm going to go write this. Yeah, and for whatever reason, don't think anything's wrong with that. It's dumb. It's a dumb move. They shouldn't do it. No one should do it. Because, yeah, if and when people do get caught in that sort of shit, it looks the fucking worst. You look unconfident in your product. You look like fucking, yeah, it looks filthy as hell. It's a bad fucking move. Yeah!
Now, you can party with him for 360 minutes.
Join Dave Kendall for 6 hours of classic alternative party songs.
No,
I... 360, tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific, on First Wave.
Or on demand when you stream through the new and improved SiriusXM app.
From 1976 for Thin Lizzy, a SiriusXM classic rewind here with Carol Miller. We continue now with the big wheel in the sky.
At 184.58, so kind of a mixed bag on the feeder cattle trade. So
yeah, tell me about it.
We'll have any cash cattle sales reported yet today. Most analysts that I've talked with earlier today say they don't expect anything until probably tomorrow when we get that cattle on feed report. Okay, let's go over now to the beef cutout values as reported from USDA yesterday. We had an update that came out in the afternoon, and again, we had choice cuts up $1.11 at $216.49. Selects couldn't keep up, though. They were down 37 cents last yesterday afternoon, that is.
What is this truck doing other than being off to the side of the road and potentially blocking the lane I'm in?
Of the debate club, Siri. Very good at hurling intelligent-sounding insults.
Dave.
How about you? What did your ex say to your current significant other?
Well, it's been a long time. I mean, I just know that he badmouthed him, and they almost got in a fight one time.
Your rear view or your front view, but he's out working.
Yeah.
All right. And look for that new movie, Carter High, next week. He got the soundtrack, the title song. He got Go for Goal Season.
Yep.
And listen to him at the Dallas Cowboys games if they ever win anymore.
Damn!
Tomorrow, talented comedian is going to be our guest host.
Yeah.
Go. Show him love. That's a good friend of mine.
Oh, and also thank you to Carrie Batten, the writer from GQ, who called in to explain that whole debacle with Amber Rose.
All right, cool. So I'm looking forward to being in Milan. You guys can hit me up, tweet me at Real Sway or Instagram me. And then I'll be posting stuff on my Facebook page, Sway Calloway, and on Snapchat. In the meantime, we're looking for new subscribers on Sway's Universe. You care to be a new subscriber? Then go on Sway's Universe on YouTube and subscribe today. Heather, how can they reach you?
Hit me up at the happy hour,
Hard to imagine. Picture me rolling.
Picture me rolling, you guys. Go on. Go on, do it. No, really.
I guess I get the fucker bit. Normally the caper. Cause a nigga straight suffering from like I have a paper. My bitch finna have a back to see, so I need to hit the lick drastically. Cause these some bowling ass niggas and they're slipping in my spot. And I'm digging the box. Cause I'm shaking in the box.
Picture me in traffic. Picture me stuck behind a convertible BMW. It looks a little beat up. Picture me eyeballing this can of energy drink and thinking about if it's the right time to open it or not.
Picture me rolling roll call. You know some motherfuckers out there I just could not forget about. I want to make sure they can see me. Number one on my list, Clinton Correctional Facilities. Can you niggas see me from there? Falling on y'all fuck ass. Picture me rolling back. Yeah. All the niggas up in them cell blocks. I told y'all niggas when I come home it's on. That's right, nigga. Picture me rolling. Oh, I forgot. The DA. Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about. Boy. Can the hoes see me from here? Can you see me home? Picture me rolling. And all you punk police. Can you see me? Am I clear to you? Track right here, close your eyes, picture me rolling.
Pump the volume past 10, playing rapper back then. Yo, I can't live without my backspin. Come on, Joy, bump it up.
Hey, yo, what up? This is Pat Dib. And I'm in the passenger seat with Nina 9 on the drive-by.
Let's go.
Come on. Hey, yeah, boy. Hey, this a drive-by, drive-by. Niggas come through and hit your ass. Niggas come through and get your ass. Niggas come through and split your ass. A drive-by, drive-by.
Yes, man, never I know shit. Olympic bars like cold flip on any motherfucker that think they want this. All California marijuana grill against if it's drama. I don't give a fuck like a virgin with a chopper. Block, 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 drop them then. Smash off, about to blast off. Smoke into the last. Oh, my hop, hop in the diamond lane going real fast. Lay tub, you a mark, see through it like glass. Live in the hills, come here, call fancy LA. I got two passes like class. Bar, let a nigga school ya. You couldn't measure up to me with a ruler. Behind these bars, I came out bigger. Yeah, nigga, Ja Rule ya. OMG, hallelujah. Wide college back on the map, bitch. Eating good like a fat bitch. 100K in my mattress. Why? And a bitch gon' tell me her pussy, I can't lick it. Cause the rich and I'm too fly like a nigga went and bought two fucking plane tickets. Hell yeah, Luke can't kick it. You ain't getting money to win.
This track is a little lewd for being the theme song to a radio show. I don't know.
That's exactly what it is. This is the satellite radio and about nation. And I'm the one that's bringing it to you. Checking in and unlocking that door. So you know, I've been with you for the next couple of hours. I got a lot going down today, especially since I missed out yesterday. I definitely want to bring you some brand new music. And I'm going to do that in target practice. 3 p.m. Eastern is when I'm going to hit you up with that. So definitely be here for it. And of course, all day long, it's all about you, baby. Whatever it is that you want me to shoot off, I will do so as long as the shit is hot. Y'all got to come with some good requests.
Ah, okay. Some hot shit. Okay.
So hit me up
with
those requests right now on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Nina 9.
My screen seems to have completely locked up here. Or at least, like, yeah, it's not... Yeah, okay. There it goes. Now it says audio off. Can I turn audio back on? No? It wouldn't let me change stations, and it wasn't showing, like, the song display or whatever, and then I turned it off, and that stopped the audio, but didn't actually change anything on the dash, so, I think if I hold the power button in, there we go, yeah, I'll reboot the, What a dumb fucking world we live in.
God in the hood, nigga. Go. One five is already 10 feet tall. Someone make a nigga jump a 10 foot wall.
Let's play some of these classics for the people.
Drop me an old school beat.
Exclusively on Eminem
Shade 45.
Drop the needle.
I love a nice fruit punch. I'm pro fruit punch. I know that's a fucking bold stance. But hey, that's me, you know.
And I kill them blood rats, and I step through the wall, and I creep through the small, but I'm Snow Doggy, Doggy.
I'd go for a nice blind punch right about now, actually. So the Rockstar punch is not bad, but actually, it's pretty good. It's an energy drink flavor.
Like you just don't care. Yeah. Look the day you pull the drink and watch it stay. Why? The dog is on the gang. My bank on swole. My shit's on hit legit. Now I'm on parole. Stroke. With
the dog pound right behind me. And up in your bitch is where you might find me. Playing that G-bang. She want the nigga with the biggest nuts. And guess what? He is I and I can't swim with the tilt.
I saw the 7-Eleven had some kind of exclusive monster flavor. I was walking past a 7-Eleven yesterday. I did not stop.
Purple jungle, don't look for trouble, but it always seems a body. 40 gripping panties, sleeping at his feet, they're my body. gum, that's some tic tac, two tall kittens in a packet of blackjack. We got the niggas, now we're heading for the hype deal. There goes a telly, so fella, won't you step down? Park the ride in the farm like a safe one. Just in case, we gotta bust a big one. Lock the low, we're looking for like 118. But lay low, cause I really don't wanna be seen. Is this the right one? Yeah, that's the right one. I got the black one and you got the white one. So hit the light, man, I just might man. Try and let this thing on. This shit drops the mail, so I can get turned and hit another hotel.
Questions live. Big Daddy Kane joins us from our SiriusXM studios and talks about his catalog of music and what's next. Hosted by Ed Lover. Today, 10 p.m. East, 7 p.m. West on SiriusXM. Backspin.
I look over here and I see our people talking shit about Dr. Pepper. That's not okay.
And you put your fingers down my mouth, right?
No.
No, do it right. Like, I'm gonna do a Jimi Hendrix. I'm gonna be sick in my sleep. I try to do it proper, but get coming up a cropper. I need to point my finger around my happy shopper. I haven't got a car, so I use a space hopper. Bounce it to the window, cut my head, show stopper. I want 100 fans, 200 teeny poppers. I want police protection from 87 coppers. I wanna go gold, even better platinum. If you wanna be a star, you gotta kill yourself, man. It's the truth, step back, take a look around. Elvis is dead for being fat, 500 pound. Kurt Cobain's rich as fuck, he's buried in the ground. Jimi Hendrix and his amp still ain't making no sound. Michael Hutchins is one of them too. Made 100 million quid dying wanking on a loo. S-U-I-C-I-D-E. It might be messy, but it's money for free.
Suicide is painless, or so it has been said. I couldn't kill myself, but I'd be better off dead. So I took a deep breath, put a gun against my head, pulled the trigger, click. Should've been eating lead, but I wasn't. I was naked in John Frost Square. Mothers and postchairs, stunts and stared. For the situation, I was quite unprepared. Tried suicide to be famous, but nobody cared.
Committing suicide to enhance my career. It worked for Biggie and Tupac Shakir. Jesus was nailed up to some wood 2,000 years later and book sales are still good. I heard in a song, suicide is famous. And it's 80% sure to make you famous. Wanking with a bag on your head tied to a door. That bloke from NXS, he knew the score.
S-U-I-C-I-T-E. It might be messy, but it's money for free. S-U-I-I-T-E-C-G. It might be messy, but it's money for free.
I gotta kill myself, I gotta do it quick. John Anglis, I'm slightly, but snorting and I stink. I keep taking all this coke to make me die. Doing more drugs than he making fucking ICI. It's the best way to go. Don't think me dull, I'm not gonna fall off the roof like the flame rod hole. I want people to see all our songs and the nuns at St. Joseph's rapping along, smoking bongs. Wanna be remembered when we're 6 feet under for hip hop and not Robbins, but we beat it to plunder. At the moment, I'm not dead like David Campese. Double platinum means you gotta be pushing up daisies. Dad Sammy's all dead, every last one, but the cuts are still going on BBC One. Yeah, that's right, I smoked drawn from Wales. Suicide's a good idea to improve vinyl sales.
It's useless, it's crap, I'll never be in the sun. How can I be a pop star when I can't buy a gun? Jimmy Morrison overdosed in a bath. I know, I hang myself with my scarf tied to the stairs, dangling by my neck. The cord length, I forgot to check. Stuck there for a week, unable to shriek. The landlord found me and he called me a freak. He cut me down and started to laugh. If you're dead next week, give me your autograph. You know I thanked him, returned to my room. new plan is to go out with a bun to the station with a petrol can. £5, please, I say to the man. All set up, I'm ready to burn. The wheel on my lighter just won't turn.
Suicide is a suicide bomb. Suicide is a suicide bomb. Suicide is a suicide bomb.
Prove a fact, man, if you're dead, you'll sell more. My drummer from Def Leppard, his arm has made 30 times more than he has.
You know that Elvis? He's dead famous now, he's dead. And his face more famous now, like he's dead, like he always.
Fucking simple economics.
Damn, Bob, man, he's dead, but he's not, man. She was on the TV last night. It's going like to me, man.
I thought I was having a go at an overdose, but I don't think it was an overdose on Beecham's food plus.
I think one of the blokes on her dad's arm, he's still alive. I think he's coming mad in the East End, isn't it?
I'll get her ups, and we'll tie up to the walls. I mean, I'll jump off at the same time and pick her next, but we get his 13 quid, and who knows, we'll be famous like fucking Candy or like a book of Essex film we see.
Flying circles over my head, trying to deny
California, with the belly high set. It's a bummy waiting patiently for my death. Bet your strength, whatever feels ain't with me. Blame you on abandonment issues or something tragic that happened when I was 16. Close the door, stop poking around. Float fine in the waters where the hope is found. So stop fishing. All you're gonna get is just a sunken boot. Bunch of garbage out of scars for my troubled youth. Heavy tension, only brother, man, that's something I suggest to walk away from before it tries to get you too. The only thing felt love will make a valiant stand. Put a calm in my life with a valiant can. A grown man with a stone in his hand is not built for a glass-hearted, delicate man.
You wanna be my baby? Get ready for some hard shit. Cause I'm like fucking crazy. Fucking crazy.
Commandments of whatever this fucking construction company doing this project. Oh man, there's a car in front of this. Our house rules. I will, 1, do everything I can to go home safe. 2, never forget rule number 1. 3, respect my colleagues. 4, communicate positively with those around me. 5, challenge my colleagues to do the right thing. 6, come to work fit for duty and ready to do my best. And then it goes on like that. The sign should just say, fucking, look, don't be an asshole, be safe, and don't show up fucking drunk or hungover. You dicks. That's what it should say. Kind of an ominous, like, first one, if you think about it. Like, just do what you can do to go home safe. Like, don't die here.
Fucking man, if anyone in the biggest is
This song is called Bate La... Oh, it ended. I can't read the rest of it. Oh, well.
What? Bitch-ass niggas? What? Babe, start the car.
Bitch-ass niggas? Let's go.
Yeah, now what?
Get in the car now. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go. Let's go.
All right. Yeah. But I got him, though.
This is crazy. Why'd you just throw it out of the car? This is so stupid. What are you doing? Why are we even out here? Why are we out here? What's going on? This is retarded, yo. This is crazy. Never again. You throw anything away for what?
Yeah, my man Gucci rap told me, son, do not look back. Chill up in the mansion with a fag, loony, smacks, relax. When people act cooler with facts, tell them. At this point in my life, I'm all about chilling. Riding around in something sickening, the dress flies. A twist, homies, a model just died, I gotta let it ride. That's what I got the public thinking. My nigga, just cause I ain't in the hood don't mean shit, my nigga. I know who died before the body dropped. I know the guns that were used, how much money the shooter got. Cause on the private yacht, I'm still within earshot of it all. The top 10 list of the most grimiest guys of all time is all the talk when we talk in New York, y'all. Who to call it, who to stay away from, whose mother's address to have just to play it safe, son. Women, they lust up so quick to give them up. What cars and what trucks they drive and what towns they spend the most time in. When they grinding, I found out most of them are cowards, they hiding behind reputations that sour. And your crucifixes, all those things, you still ain't really doing shit, kid. Cause in reality, I learned my salary. The way I flaunted it then would now embarrass me. It kinda make me wanna hate Blade. It's a race thing, how they sell blacks to bootleg shit. In fact, real millionaires spend 60 mil on paintings. Laws charge niggas with great big. Cause we come outdoors and pay back cars. Watch us make bets and racetracks smoking cigars. So they count on the laws to take us ours. Got wild hearted hang on the lawyer to beat the charge. So you can't stop us from making $1 billion instead of going back on buying the projects. But I'm not going back. The hood's in me forever, y'all. But I'm not going back.
Streets keep trying to say, come back on this way. I won't go back. I'm not going back. Streets keep trying to say.
I'm never going back to.
It's only if they don't have those to going back to.
You know that I'm not going back to.
Those liars who would
not going back to.
Not help you if they could.
Not going back to.
Coke on the stove, but I should know that I'm not going back.
The hood's in me forever, y'all. But I'm not going back.
Streets keep trying to say.
Drinking this drink in this tunnel. Oh, man. That lady on that moped went through this tunnel so fast. Fucking Macklemore was right all along.
Yo, G, the king stop me from rapping, Kenny Hop. I spit it through the wire, man. Too much stuff on my heart right now, man. I gladly risk it all right now. It's a life or death situation, man. Y'all really understand how I feel right now, man. It's your boy Kanye Chitta. Shatown, what's going on?
I drink a boost for breakfast, an ensure for dessert. Somebody order pancakes, I just sip the scissor. That right there could drive a sane man bizzard. Not to worry, Mr. Ace to the Edwards back to wizard.
I do console my mom,
give her light support. Telling her son's on life support. And just imagine how my girl feel. On the plane, scared as hell that I got looked like Emmett Till. She was with me before the deal, she been trying to be mine. She a Delta, so she bet on when that dynasty sign. No use me trying to be lying. I've been trying to be signed, trying to be a millionaire. How I used 2 lifelines in the same hospital with Biggie Smalls died. The doctor said I had blood clots, but I ain't Jamaican, man. Story on MTV, and I ain't trying to make a band. I swear this right here, history in the making, man.
I really apologize to them right now if it's unclear at all, man. They got my mouth wired shut for like, I don't know, the doctor said like 6 weeks. Oh yeah, reconstructive surgery on my jaw. I looked in the mirror, half of my jaw was in the back of my mouth, and I took a piece. I'm still here for y'all right now, man. This is what I got to say right here.
Yeah, turn me up, yeah. What if somebody from the shadow was ill? Got a deal on the hottest rap label around. But he wasn't talking about coke and birds. It was more like spoken word. Except he's really putting it down. And he explained the story about how blacks came from glory and what we need to do in the game. Good dude, bad night, right place, wrong time. In the blink of an eye, his whole life changed. If you could feel how my face felt, you would know how Mace felt. Thank God I ain't too cool for the safe belt. I swear to God, drive a 2-1-2. I got a lawyer for the
case. I guess you gotta make it rhyme, but no one calls it a safe belt.
I look like Tom Cruise on Vanilla Sky.
I don't care how wired shut your jaw is.
Like Geico, the God I was burned up like Pepsi did Michael. I must got an angel, cause look how death missed his ass. Unbreakable, what you thought they come and miss the glass? Look back on my life like the ghost of Christmas past. Toys and West where I used to spend that Christmas cash. And I still won't grow up, I'm a grown ass kid. Swear I should be like that for stupid that I did. But I'm a champion, so I turn tragedy to triumph. Music that's fire, put my soul through the wire.
You know what I'm saying? When the doctor told me I had a kind of plate in my chin, I said, dog, don't you realize I'm never making it on a plane now? It's bad enough I got all this jewelry on. She can't be serious, man.
This dude runs for president. That's my my attack ad against the Kanye West presidency is no one calls it a fucking safe belt. I'm supposed to trust you with a fucking button to launch his bombs? No.
Sexy love, 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 sex your construction smells of corruption. I'll manipulate to recreate. This air to Grand Saga. Gotta launder my karma.
I like to think that, you know, as Kanye became more famous and more popular and, you know, had more resources available to him as he traveled the world a bit more, he eventually came to understand that safe belt is not the actual correct term. Like, oh, I mean, that's, you know, that's what I thought it was called. I just, you know, never... You know, it's like, you know, it's like you never heard a word pronounced out loud, but you see it online a lot. Eleven different systems, cartridge reader dumper. I like my Retrode quite a bit in terms of like what it's useful for, but I've kind of dumped everything I need to dump, or just about everything. I need something that'll dump Jaguar carts. So I have two or three EEPROMs for Jaguar that I should dump before they go bad. And also, some of my SNES stuff won't dump with the Retrode. It's too weird or something, so that stuff I'd probably give to someone else. Oh, it's the Retro Freak thing? Yeah, so the Retro Freak will dump to internal memory, but the word is that it dumps in an encrypted format. So you can't, like, place games onto it without using the original cartridge, and you can't take those dumps off of it afterwards, so it's kind of locked to the console, which is not that useful. I don't know, something about that thing that looks kind of cool. I kind of want to get one, but I don't actually have a good reason to get one. I'm gonna go. Have a good Thursday. I don't care what the calendar says. Continue wiggling.